The U.S. Open Tennis Championship is wrapping up in Flushing, New York. This year's contest was marked by upsets and surprises and the continuing domination of Russian women players. Joining us now to talk about the U.S. Open is Tandalea Wilder, the creator of She Got Game, a public radio women's sports show. Welcome, Tandalea.
Thanks. Thank you.
Let's start with the new women's champion, Svetlana Kuznetsova. She's the third Russian woman to win a Grand Slam title this year.
Absolutely, she is. It's amazing. I mean, this was the first all-Russian U.S. Open, the second all-Russian Grand Slam this year. Anastasia Moskina won the French, Maria Sharapova won Wimbledon, and now we have a young 19-year-old with braces, the number 9 seed, who beat her countrywoman, Elena Dementieva, in a baseline battle that lasted just 2 sets to become the U.S. Open women's champion.
And this is Kuznetsova's biggest professional win?
Oh, absolutely. She's never made it further than the third round of the U.S. Open. She's never won a major tournament. This was, after all, supposed to be the American year. This was supposed to be the year that American Lindsay Davenport won it all. But these young Russian women have changed all that, and it's really been quite a phenomenon.
So how are the crowds in New York coping there with no Americans left on the court?
Well, they have no choice, right? But I think they are kind of enjoying this whole, as the media has tagged it, the Russian invasion.
Looking back a bit to the quarterfinals, there was a bit of controversy over an umpire's call when Jennifer Capriati defeated Serena Williams. Some suggested the umpire should be booted. Was she?
No, she wasn't. And I think some people believe that she essentially just got a slap on the wrist. I mean, she was told she was not going to be umpiring any remaining U.S. Open matches this year, just this year. But she wasn't scheduled to do any more anyway. That match was really marred by bad calls and poor officiating. And unfortunately, so many of the bad calls went against Serena, so it really put a damper on the high quality of play shown by both players. I mean, I think it would have, without these bad calls, been considered a classic match because it was absolutely riveting, but unfortunately that did put a damper on it.
Now, the men are playing as we speak. No Americans in the finals there either, but I understand there is a lot at stake for the Swiss player Roger Federer.
Yeah, Roger Federer has a lot on the line tonight. I mean, he'll have a chance to make history as the first man to ever win 3 Grand Slams in a season since Mats Wilander did so in 1988. But, you know, he's going to have to get by Australia's Leighton Hewitt, who is really playing some fantastic tennis. I mean, this guy is extremely quick, focused, and he's on a 16-match winning streak, and he has won the U.S. Open before in 2001, so he's going to be tough to beat.
Tandalea Wilder is the news and sports director at WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, and the creator of She Got Game, a public radio women's sports show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.